You're watching Kids Ablaze from World Revival Church of Kansas City with your host, Lisa Liu, plus Dan Dan the Fireman, the wacky inventions of Professor Peanutty, and all your friends at the Kids Ablaze Firehouse.
Kids Ablaze, hearts on fire. Kids Ablaze, one desire. Kids Ablaze, hearts on fire. Kids Ablaze, one desire.
So I tell you, you're too young, you're too small in size. Don't receive it, don't believe it, you're a giant in size. Hey! So I tell you, you're too young, you're too small in size. Don't receive it, don't believe it, you're a giant in size. Hey!
Get ready! It's time for Kids Ablaze! Now, here's your host, Lisa Liu.
Hey, boys and girls, I'm Lisa Liu. I sure love hanging out here at the firehouse, don't you?
Yeah!
Has anybody seen Dan Dan the Fireman?
No!
Oh, Dan Dan! Hey, you guys should help me call him. Oh, Dan Dan!
Hey, hi, kids!
Hi,
Dan. Well, now that we're all here, who's ready for a super fun time?
Me!
Firehouse days are my favorite. I love hanging out with all my friends. We get to sing, dance, laugh, and most of all, we get to encourage each other about how to grow in God and be all that He's called us to be. Isn't that right, friends?
Yeah!
Well, today's show is called No Fear Here. Have any of you ever been afraid? Probably not, right?
Nah.
I've never been afraid. Well, okay, maybe a little bit. Sometimes. All right, who can tell me a story about how they were afraid but overcame their fears? Let's see. How about you, Grace?
I used to be afraid of swimming and I was always left out, and then I prayed to God and now I'm not afraid and I always hang out with my friends in the pool.
Wow, good story, Grace. Does anyone else have a story? How about you, Diamond?
When I was a little girl, I used to be afraid of the dark and I prayed to God one night and now I'm not afraid of the dark.
That's so great, Diamond. Did you know that in the Bible, in Psalm 27 verse 1, it says, "The Lord is my light and salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I fear?" So that means God never wants us to be afraid. How awesome is that?
Yeah!
Now come on, guys. It's time to learn more about how to kick fear in the rear. But first, let's welcome to our show Mr. Professor Peanutty!
Yeah!
Come on in, Professor!
Hello there to all the children. It is me, Professor Peanutty, your favorite inventionist and crazy scientist. I'm always giving you guys the best stuff that I make. And so I'm back because I was reading in the Bible about the story of when David, he slayed the giant Goliath with a rock, right? He did such a good job, huh?
Yeah!
So I was inspired because I read in the story how the presence of God came and it covered over David. And so I said, if I can make something that could cover the kids, they could slay all the giants with like a single stone, right?
Yeah!
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah!
Of course it would. My inventions work all the time, huh?
No!
What do you mean? Guys, you don't know. My inventions, they take over. Hey, check this out. So I did the invention where I had the covering. And so I made this. And you, young lady, you look like a mighty warrior. So I want you to go ahead and try this on because it even has the great smell of Saul on it. Check it out. Put it on. Oh, look at you. You've got like the covering of God, right, guys?
No.
Oh, look at her. Hey, does it smell like Saul's armpits?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good. Then it's working. Hey, it's making you start to itch with strength, huh?
No.
You're like the itchy warrior. This is great. It is working for her. She is going to be slaying all the giants now. I'm so proud of you. Let's see those muscles. Wow, let's throw some punches. Man, I am scared alive. Get back. Don't hurt me, David. You're like a warrior, strong and mighty. So do you feel even stronger now that you threw them punches?
No.
What do you mean? It's not working?
It's not working.
I'm so intimidated. I do not want to come out to battle with you. What am I going to do now? Do I need to go back to my lab now?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Let's try it again. Throw a kick. Whoa, look out. Look, you're like doing the ninja kicks. You are a mighty warrior. Don't you feel strong again?
No.
Hey, guys, would you not want to use this kind of device in your life and keep you strong and away from the giants? You do not need the covering of God. Now you can have my poncho covering. It's the best, right?
No!
Oh, my gosh. You guys don't know a good gift when you see it. This came to me from the Lord in a dream, and now it is right here for you to use and slay all your giants. You do not need God anymore. Isn't that a good thing?
No!
You guys want to keep using God for all this stuff?
Yeah!
No, you guys don't want these? Come on.
No.
They're the best. They smell like Saul's armpits, and that's good, right?
No!
Well, give it back if you don't want it. I will wear it. All right, so hey, check it out. I'm going to take my poncho. I'm going to go back to my laboratory, and when I come back, I'm going to blow your guys' minds because I'm going to have the best invention of the world. Check it out. Okay, so goodbye. Have a good time.
Bye.
Mr. P. Nuggy saying goodnight.
It's a place.
You are great, Jehovah God. We seek you. Hear our hearts. They're breaking just to be with you. Oh, in these desperate times when we are so dry, come breathe on these walls and we will live again. Hey God, you got the green light with me. I allow you to do what you wanna do, and I'm not afraid. How can I be? 'Cause you said let the little kids come to me. So have your way in here. Shine your light for the world to see. Yeah. Overshadowed by your greatness, overshadowed by your love, overshadowed by your presence. This is what I want. Overshadowed by your greatness, overshadowed by your love, overshadowed by your presence. This is what I want. Hey God, 'cause you got the green.
Kids Ablaze will be right back.
World Revival Church, the place to begin again. Through powerful worship with Eric Newsom Thomason, preaching and teaching by award-winning speakers and authors Steve and Kathy Gray, training in marriage, finance, family, fun, fellowship, and friends for everyone. World Revival Church, when it's time to begin again. 10 o'clock Sunday morning, 9900 View High Drive, Kansas City, Lee Summit.
Learning is fun at Libby Lane Preschool in Montessori. Located in Lee Summit, Missouri, your preschooler will thrive in a safe and happy environment at Libby Lane. Offering quality preschool education and a Montessori classroom experience, Libby Lane Preschool and Montessori is a perfect beginning to your child's education. Help your child achieve their highest potential. Find out more at LibbyLanePreschool.com.
Get ready for more Kids Ablaze.
Hey guys, earlier I was talking to my friend Gracie about how she overcame her fear to swim in the water. Let's go find her. I want to hear more about it. Boo, just kidding. Come this way. Hey Gracie. Earlier I remember how you were talking about how you overcame your fear of swimming in the water. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, I used to be really, really scared and I never went swimming, all my friends were.
Never?
I was always left out. And
oh
then
my goodness.
I prayed to God one night and he really helped me, and now I swim with my friends all the time and have fun.
Wow, that's crazy. So you're like totally not afraid anymore. Wow. So what if I was like, boo? Would you be scared of that?
No.
Oh, are. Well, guess it was worth a try, but it's good that you're not afraid, so just test you out. Abu! Abu! Ha-ha, gotcha!
Hello.
Oh, darn. Abu! Abu! Abu, 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 abu. Who's ready to learn the scripture verse of the day?
Yeah!
Today our verse is Psalm 27, verse 1. Are you ready? Let's do it! The Lord is my light.
The Lord is my light.
And my salvation.
And my salvation.
Of whom shall I fear?
Of whom shall I fear?
The Lord is the stronghold.
The Lord is the stronghold.
Of my life.
Of my life. Story.
Me!
Dan, do you have a story for us?
Hey, you want to hear a story? I can always come up with a good story. I'll tell you a story about fear in the Bible. This is about a little guy fighting a really, really big guy. I mean, he was 9 feet tall. That's how big he was. It's the story of David and Goliath, and it's from the Bible, and it happened a long time ago. Just watch.
Long ago in the land of Israel, there lived a shepherd boy named David. David was young, but he was strong and fearless.
I ain't scared of nothing.
The main reason that David was so brave was that he loved God and trusted him.
Every time I get in a fight, God backs me up, and nobody's tougher than God. Nobody.
One of David's favorite things to do was worship God.
The Lord is my shepherd, and I don't need nothing. I'm laying back in green pastures surrounded by mutton. I takes care of my sheep. I got a bunch of good stock. If any chink tries to get them, they get smashed with a rock.
One day, as David was guarding his sheep, he was suddenly attacked by a lion.
Put him up, put him up.
But David wasn't afraid of the lion.
I ain't scared of you. Yeah, well, bring it on, shepherd boy. I'll fight you with one hand. I'll fight you standing on one foot. I'll fight you with my eyes closed.
But David grabbed his trusty sling and shot a rock at the lion.
I said I ain't scared of you.
Heavens to Murgatroyd. Exit, running all the way. Stage right, or left if that works better.
Ha, God's tougher than a lion.
David went back to guarding his sheep.
With God on my side, I ain't scared of nut.
And then decided it was lunchtime.
Ew, forget about it. Let me see what I got in this picnic basket. Couple Hebrew National good old hot dogs.
Suddenly, a bear appeared.
Hey, hey, hey. Been eating nuts and berries all day. Gonna get me a picnic basket.
The ranger isn't gonna like this, Yogi.
That's no ranger, boo-boo. He's just a helpless little shepherd boy.
But David grabbed his sling again and shot a rock at the bear.
My aching head. Panic and run! Panic and run!
Meanwhile, in another part of Israel, trouble was brewing.
He's huge! He's mean! I'm gonna go tell the king!
The frightened soldiers hurried to the tent of King Saul.
King Saul, the giant Goliath is out there again. He wants somebody to fight him. What are we gonna do?
What are we gonna do? How should I know what we're gonna do? We're gonna have to find some poor schmuck to go out and trade punches with the most dangerous fighter in the world, and just in case, you know, your brain ain't working so good, we ain't ready. Now, I don't want to get mad in a biblical place like this, but we need a fighter.
Your Majesty, we have a volunteer to fight the giants.
A volunteer? Well, get him in here. Yeah, he's probably a bum.
Outside in the field, Goliath was still waiting and teasing the armies of Israel.
Hey, I heard you was looking for someone to fight that giant.
Yeah, we're looking for a fighter. Where is he?
Me, I'll fight him.
You? You can't win. This guy'll kill you to death inside 3 rounds.
Forget about it. With God on my side, I can do it.
But have you seen the size of this guy? He's over 6 cubits tall.
6 cubits? What's a cubit?
A cubit? Well, it's... What? No, not a cupid. Get out of here, you sissy bum. Change your tune. Look, kid. He's big. And he's mean. And you're just a kid.
But just the other day, I beat a lion.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and a bear, too. This is just another enemy.
No, no, he ain't just another enemy. This guy is a wrecking machine. And he's hungry. A lion and a bear, they was good fighters, but they wasn't killers like this guy. He'll knock you into tomorrow, kid.
Forget about it, but it doesn't matter. I know that the God of Israel is bigger and stronger than Goliath. And with him on my side, I can't lose.
You wanna fight him?
Yeah, I wanna fight him.
Well, fine, go fight him.
I ain't scared of you. When I'm done knocking your block off, everyone will know there's a God of Israel and he's stronger than anything.
And David grabbed his trusty sling, fired a rock straight at the giant's head, and took him out with one shot. But David made sure Goliath wouldn't be back.
Hey guys, did David listen to fear when he fought Goliath?
No!
Did David fight Goliath all by himself?
No! God helped him!
Did David need a lot of stuff to fight Goliath?
No!
Right! We'll be right back after this really important message.
Kids Ablaze will be right back.
Hi, my name is Steven Uchman, and I work with our Blazers ministry.
And I oversee Firehouse.
We are the leaders of Action Kids Academy.
And I am a member of the children's ministry team here at World Revival Church.
Every week, we see children pursue an encounter with God through their powerful worship and heartfelt prayers.
They speak and preach the word with boldness. They worship with passion. They pray heartfelt prayers.
I have seen the hearts of young men and women that seem to be so hard melt and become soft in just one moment of the presence of God.
We believe there is no junior Holy Spirit. The children can be filled with God's Spirit as kids were in the Bible.
As a mother, I love to see my own 2 daughters being raised as mighty warriors.
With 3 kids of our own in World Revival Church Children's Ministries, we can't speak of a better place to watch a child grow in God.
Why not partner with us at World Revival Church in teaching your children to be set apart for God's use only?
If you live in Kansas City and you want your kids to be all they can be in God, then come join us at World Revival Church.
And if you live in another city, consider moving to Kansas City. People relocate for financial reasons. Maybe it's time for you to relocate for spiritual reasons and join us here at World Revival Church of Kansas City.
It's time for your kids to be all they can be in God. Join us here at World Revival Church, 9900 View High Drive, Kansas City, Missouri, or visit worldrevivalchurch.com. World Revival Church, begin again.
Get ready for more Kids Ablaze.
Here, no fear here, if God
strength of my life. No fear here, no fear here. The joy of the Lord is my strength. No fear here, no fear here. If God is for me, who can be against me? No fear here, no fear here.
Kids Ablaze will be right back.
Are you tired of the direction our society is heading? Then, What's the Matter with Kids Today is for you. This four-part CD series will cause you to examine everything you've ever been taught about kids and parenting. Whether you are a parent, a grandparent, or a teacher, the principles presented in What's the Matter with Kids Today will work. Through Pastor Steve Gray's insightful teachings, you will learn how to take real authority, not through the rod, but by example. With sessions like How to Ruin a Kid and What a Kid Really Wants and Needs, you'll discover the keys to effective parenting and gain insight into raising happy, whole children. Children are a gift, and they need to be parented effectively to be successful in the world today. Let's join together in raising a generation who makes right choices and honors God. To order your copy of What's the Matter with Kids Today, go to kidsablaze.com.
Get ready for more Kids Ablaze.
Hey, we're gonna do another song called Freedom. Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
Let's do it! Freedom. He always wants to come and fill our lives. So let's go back to him again. Let's tell him again. Let's lift our hands. And all you kids at home, you can lift your hands too. Jesus, we love you. We love your freedom. We love how you help us with everything in our lives. And God, right now we pray that any kids at home and for all the kids here, that any darkness on them, God anything that's not right in their lives. God, you bring freedom. You bring joy. You bring life. God, may they live how you want them to live and no other way. Thank you, Jesus, so much for being so amazing. We love you. Amen.
It's a place.
Wow, I've had such an amazing time today. I'm so happy you all could join us. I sure had fun learning about how to be bold for God and kicking some fear in the rear. Isn't it awesome how God always wants to be with us and help us, and He always wants us to be filled with boldness and strength? If we stay close to Him, how hard can it be? The enemy is the one who should be afraid. And no matter what, you can always be bold for God, and you never have to be afraid. He is always there to help you. Just remember that. Until next time, we just want to say, thanks a million, Jesus!